Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the place where sports opinions collide. I am the OG 12 Kyle with another edition of Dead End Sports 365. Be sure to subscribe to this channel if you have not done so already, and make sure that you tune in to the broadcast every Tuesday and Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. All right, so I'm coming back on here. I wanted to drop a little knowledge on the Dallas Cowboys. You all saw what happened, but I want to explain a little bit more in detail as to why the Cowboys collapsed. Ultimately, there were three major things and three major reasons why they collapsed. One, Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott has been a top 10, top maybe at times top five quarterback this season. But when the chips were all on the line and Dak needed to perform, Dak did not show up this past Sunday in that game against the 49ers. You got to keep in mind, this game is in Dallas. They're at home. They have a chance to advance, and they're playing in their own stadium. Dak Prescott was god-awful. He did not step up and be the franchise player that they needed him to be. Dak Prescott struggled, and it was interesting that he struggled when you consider the fact that during this game, the 49ers lost both Joey Bosa and Werner, the linebacker. So they were shorthanded as far as two of their best players and pass rushers. And Dak still struggled. He missed open receivers at times, and he looked kind of confused by what San Francisco was doing defensively. It seemed like the only time that he had any type of success was when they sped up the pace and moved the ball down the field. So Dak Prescott was a reason why the Cowboys weren't successful. Another reason, and it was really major, was the Cowboys were penalized 14 times. That is a team record, a playoff record. You don't win football games in the NFL when you get penalized 14 times. And the interesting thing about those 14 penalties, eight of those penalties led to or extended drives or kill drives, if you will. That kept the momentum going for San Francisco. And when you're penalized like that, it's not a good reflection on the team, and it shows that you lack discipline. One player, I think it was Randy Gregory, he had four penalties himself. That can't happen if you're trying to win a championship. And last but not least, the second point actually ties into the third reason as to why the Cowboys lost. And their biggest issue, in my opinion, is on their sideline. Mike McCarthy, he's not the guy. I know that when the Cowboys hired him, the fans, the Cowboy fans, Cowboys Nation wanted to get away from Jason Garrett, and they did. But if you really look at it in its totality, Mike McCarthy is starting to look a lot like Jason Garrett. The game management has just been terrible in their bigger games. And you can only point to one person, and that's Mike McCarthy. Now, I know, you know, a lot of people will watch this and say, well, Kyle, you just hate the Cowboys. Yeah, I do. I hate the Cowboys. I've always hated the Cowboys. But I'm looking at this very objectively. I think the Cowboys over these last few years have had a boatload of talent. This current Dallas Cowboys team had enough to, at the very least, make it to the Super Bowl. And while the hater in me appreciates the fact that they didn't win, realistically, the Cowboys, this team should have at the very least won this past game this past Sunday. And they have no further to blame than to look at Mike McCarthy. Now, the reality is Mike McCarthy's probably not getting fired, but the window of opportunity is closing. And once that window closes, it's a wrap. And to be honest, because football is such a sport that you don't get to bring in the same team that you had in the previous year, they're going to lose some talent. Dallas is talented enough to where they just may lose their offensive and defensive coordinators and Kellen Moore and what's the guy, Dan Quinn, who coached the Falcons. He may lose those guys. And so once you lose your coordinators, there's really no other blame to toss around. Mike McCarthy and his bad management and his team with the lack of discipline cost the Cowboys this game. The Cowboys team, honestly, should have been moving on. The reality is they're not. And their biggest problem just might be on their sideline. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do for me. Again, I'm your boy, 12 Kyle. You'll see me on here more often. This is Dead End Sports, the place where sports opinions collide. Be sure to subscribe to this channel. Make sure that you check out my channel and check out my podcast. It's called the 12 Kyle Podcast. It drops every Thursday at midnight. You can catch an episode each week on that podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. And check out my YouTube channel as well, 12 Kyle, spell it out, T-W-E-L-V-E-K-Y-L-E. That's going to do it for me. I'll holler at you guys next time. 5,000.